I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens. Drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, welcome to another one of our totally sweet, totally random bonus episodes where we just answer fan questions. We all just sent out a tweet that we wanted your questions because we're all getting together and like hopping on the phone. Joy's in an airport.
Honestly, I just love our commitment.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just flying across the country, but I'll still be there at 8 a.m. It is very early today, everyone.
So, rather than send a question, someone just sent us an article from 2016 that says, let's discuss this insane One Tree Hill fan theory about Chris Keller and Dan Scott.
What?
Have you heard about this?
No. Wait, I'm looking for the tweet. There's so many questions.
It says, one of the most nauseating characters on the show, besides Dan and Deb, was Chris Keller. People are suggesting that he's another one of Dan Scott's illegitimate sons.
No!
How could this be? Oh, also, when he met Dan, Dan said he reminded him of himself. Interesting.
Interesting.
I don't know, guys. I don't know if I buy that theory. It's a small town, but
yeah,
this small.
I think the king of the small town having two children with people other than his wife might be aggressive. Although I don't know, Maury Povich has been on the air for a real long time. Isn't that the whole storyline of this
the
show?
The father.
it's like a paternity test every week. Yeah. Right?
Also, Chris Keller was supposed to be older than us. So does that mean that Dan was skirting around like as a sophomore in high school? Maybe. Mm. Wild. I don't know, guys. Anyway, that was a fun way to kick off this bit. I love like a news headline. I'm such a sucker. What questions do we got, babe?
You know what I think was actually really sweet? Somebody just asked, oh my God, they're coming in so fast. I'm starting to lose them. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, well, I've lost it in the feed, but somebody said, was there a character that you would have liked to end up in a couple with that didn't, is essentially the question.
Are you going to answer that?
100%. I mean, look, we all know who our characters' endgames are, and that's great. We watched the show. It exists. But I think it's no secret, especially as we're rewatching seasons 1 and 2, that I am an enormous fan of the would-be relationship between Brooke Davis and Marvin McFadden.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, we got Joy. There she is. We got Joy in the airport. I think she's going to co-sign on that answer.
Don't you think?
Yeah, we're reading our tweet questions, Joy. What airport are you in, LAX?
I'm at LAX. I'm in the Tom Bradley terminal. Can you guys hear me? Because I've got my headphones on, but there's no... I'm just using the computer speaker.
Yeah, you actually sound pretty great.
Oh, great. Okay.
And you look cool, too.
I know. I'm like, how does your hair do that?
Dude, what? It looks awful.
What are you talking about? Every time we get on Zoom, I'm like, what is... how? Just how? Mm-hmm. Last week, you looked like you rolled out of the 70s. Today, you're like, mess. I'm at the airport. And I'm like, if that was my mess, I'd be so thrilled.
Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm still trying to put myself together this morning. But you know what? I have to say, my hair is sort of the one super fun constant in my life that I can always play with.
One.
I can always like, no, you know what I mean? It's like, I can always change my look. It's fun. It's fun playing with hair. Anyway, what are you guys talking about? What's going on?
Well, Sophia just asked a really good question from a fan.
Yeah, we're reading the fan questions, and there. I was just saying the tweets are coming in so fast, I'm actually like losing them in the thread. But somebody asked if your character could have ended up with any other character, like aside from your endgame couple, who would it be?
And we gave the disclaimer, no one's allowed to get mad that we're not rooting for our endgame. This is just a hypothetical. Yeah.
This is for fun. And I was just saying, especially given the episodes that we're watching, I mean, the time capsule, Senator McFadden, I just would have loved to see a Brook and Mouth.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. Oh, yeah. I would love that. Did you have one, Hillary?
I haven't answered yet, but you know mine is Skills.
Damn, I was thinking about Skills.
Damn. Hold on, are we going to have a love triangle with Skills?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. Yay. Honestly, though,
that is a reboot I would watch. Just gonna throw it out there.
The spiral that Peyton like always goes on, I feel like Skills has the capability to pull her out of her bullshit and be like, calm down. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, relax.
Well, if you get Skills, then I want BG. I want Jake Jagielski.
Wow.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
You could just sing together all the time.
All the time. We just like live a life of musicians and just like travel and raise babies.
Never wear shoes. You guys would just be like playing guitar and tapping your feet.
Yes. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, we're on to something, gang.
Are you guys like on Twitter scrolling through? Sorry, everybody out there, if it sounds, can you hear that high pitched beeping? I can try and mute it, but I'm in the airport.
No, it's ambiance because now everyone at home feels like they're in the airport with you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're on a layover together, baby.
Coming to you live from the Tom Bradley terminal.
I like it because this is usually what happens when the three of us are on FaceTime. Like always one of us is in that little FaceTime square running through something. And so, you know, welcome,
Hillary's got like 5 plates and she's feeding children and goats and like, and the Sophia's last time on a set, like shoving food in her mouth, they're like calling for her. And she's like, but I'm here talking to my friends.
Hold I'm on. Like, hold on, just 1 second, just 1 second.
The last time I sent you guys a video, it was in the school pickup line getting Gus, and I was in a rental car, so he didn't recognize me. And I'm like, Gus, God damn it, Gus, I'm over here. I could have like hit pause on the video, whatever.
You hated the world that day, man.
Oh my God. Great. I was going to fist fight everything. So, okay. So
I have a good one here.
Yeah, do it.
Because it's super relevant to the episodes we're in the midst of now. Marisan is asking, since Joy was touring, how much did she know about the storyline? Because you guys were out on the road. Did you have any idea what the rest of us were doing back home?
No idea. In fact, you know, I was just watching a little bit of the last episode, and the whole Jake and Jenny thing. I mean, I knew that there was Jake and Jenny and Nikki. Like, I knew that was happening around Peyton, but I didn't really know that storyline. I completely forgot that Brooke moved in with Karen and took over Lucas's spot, which is so cool. Totally forgot about that. And the Anna thing, I knew it would happen, but I didn't actually watch any of this stuff. And this whole thing about Lucas finding like cash and ledgers and Dan's like doing super spy stuff and Dan's motors, so, like none of that stuff. No. And I never saw anything about what Nathan was doing when I wasn't on the road. I mean, they sent me the scripts. I think I was just, Tyler and I were out touring. I think I was just kind of like, well, if I'm not in it, I'm not going to read it, which was dumb of me at the time.
That's a very Antoine thing of you to do.
It is, but now I wouldn't do that now, but
I'm trying to remember if they even emailed us the scripts. Like, did we get scripts emailed to us or did we get hard copies?
We got hard copies, remember, because we had leaks all the time. So,
but also, did we have email back then? Like, I can't even remember.
But remember, this is actually a crazy thing I haven't thought about in years, guys. When the show was on, we had so many leaks happening and hacks happening. People were hacking into email accounts of producers on our show, which, by the way, just disclaimer, so inappropriate. Like, if you have to hack somebody's account, just don't. You're not supposed to be there. Like, respect boundaries.
Rude.
Very rude. But people were stealing scripts. And so they started giving us scripts on red paper because Xerox red paper.
Yeah.
And like, there were all these weird security measures we were going through. They were like sending out fake sides.
I feel like that started with the Nathan and Haley marriage, that when it was like the big surprise that they got married. That's when those red pages started, I think.
I haven't thought about that in so long.
I just remember being like, what dork is like, I'm gonna ruin this surprise. Like, we were a Marvel movie or something.
I was like, if you're a hacker, like, don't you want to go, work for the government to do something cool? Like, don't you want to code like the next spaceship? What are you doing?
Be a whistleblower, man. Not a trio ruiner.
Hello?
Oh, I have a good one, guys. This is funny.
You do?
Okay. Elevator pitch your characters. Go. Come on, that's so funny.
I know, my elevator pitch on Peyton.
Yeah.
Grumpy cheerleader with lots of dead mothers and relationship and boundary issues, but good taste in music. Done.
Great. Haley James, overachiever, super sweet, kind of repressed, and the girl next door. I don't know. I'm boring. You go.
No, that was gentle and like loving. We love Haley.
It's funny. I was going to use girl next door for Brooke as well. I do. I think she's the popular girl next door who has grown up with absentee parents, learned to validate herself with all the wrong things, men, money, et cetera, and is coming into her own, learning to replace external validation with internal confidence. Ooh,
what a journey. Ooh, what a journey.
So meaningful.
That's where we're at currently.
Okay, wait. Speaking of characters, though, Sammy wants to know, silly question, but which Disney characters do you think your OTH characters are most like?
Oh. What's her face from Enchanted?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Is Enchanted a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Am I an idiot?
Yeah, Amy Adams in Enchanted. It's definitely Disney.
Mm. What's the one in Hercules? Who's the really grumpy chick in that? What's her name? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the
who one, is she?
She's like,
don't talk about love.
Yeah. If there's a price for rotten judgment. Yeah.
Megara. Megara? Megara.
I don't know. Whatever, man. That was me.
Actually,
yeah.
You know what?
Super grumpy.
Haley might be more like Moana, I think, actually. Is she a Disney princess? I guess she is technically a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Love Moana.
Who's Brooke?
I don't know. Who is Brooke?
Brooke is the blonde chick from Princess and the Frog, who, Miss Charlotte LaBeouf, who's like, man kitchen beignets.
That is, honestly, even in an animated world, all I ever want to eat is a beignet, so that feels right.
I took Gus to New Orleans when that movie came out, and we went to a restaurant, and he ordered, I'd like some man catching beignets.
No. Yeah. Oh my God, he's perfect.
Disney. Yeah. I don't know. Who would you say, Soph? Do you get to see many Disney movies?
No, it's been a minute since I watched a Disney movie. I mean, I don't know. All my favorite songs to sing are from The Little Mermaid, but that's probably just because of nostalgia. Brooke Davis never sang. So
great songs in that. And yeah. What else?
Yeah, well, but Brooke Davis wants to be more than just a princess of the ocean. She wants adventure. She finds her voice.
It's Brooke Ariel.
Oh, Brooke is Ariel.
It makes me feel very emotional.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, if it's, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year, as we said. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Okay, I have a good one, especially because on our elevator pitch, you talked about Peyton's love of music. So it feels lightly tied together. It's not quite jumping the shark to move on to this next one. If Vic wants to know if you guys had a song that represented your character, what would it be and why? And especially because your characters were so rooted in music, was there a song or did you... like every season feel like you had a song that represented Haley or Peyton?
Oh man, that's tough. I'm going to go into my iTunes library right now and browse for a second. I don't have any that come to mind.
You know what song I sang in my head all the time while we were filming? You know, I was like a huge Donnie Darko fan. And that song, Mad World, you know, like, I find it kind of funny. That the dreams in which I'm dying are the best I ever had. You know, like, those lyrics were so Peyton Sawyer to me. And, like, there's a Donnie Darko element to Peyton Sawyer where she's just always right on the brink of making, like, terrible choices.
Mad World is beautiful.
Is Brooke looking for the heart of a Saturday night? What's Brooke?
Yeah, what's your vibe, Brooke?
God, I don't know. What I do for every project, I always make a soundtrack for a character, mm-hmm. so that I have just something to immerse myself in that puts me in a mood. And we did our show for so long that I made so many. I feel like every year I would make a new playlist, but I think the one that always comes to mind first for me is that song from The Breakfast Club, because we did that in later years where they our director purposefully wanted me to do that 80s Molly Ringwald dance, but do it really badly. And it's become like such a funny thing for people.
It's become an iconic thing for Brooke.
Yeah. I remember when it first happened, people were like, wow, you're not a good dancer. I was like, this is on purpose. This was a choice.
You're a damn good actor.
I'm an actor. But yeah, that kind of really gets me, especially because our show has become a sort of iconic coming of age story. Mm. And that's how I felt as a young actor about The Breakfast Club. It's the movie that I have watched probably more than any other coming of age story movie. So it feels fun to have like a little,
love that.
Yeah, that was super fucking cute. Joy, what's your song, honey?
I'm going to go with Pageant Material by Kacey Musgraves.
Oh,
yes.
Because I think that fits for Haley. You know, she's in a small town. She really wants to please everybody and she wants to do what's right and be liked and fit in. But at the end of the day, she's just like, I don't know what to tell you. I ain't pageant material. Like I am who I am. And I do love that about her.
Did you ever do pageants?
Never. No. Did you?
I did one as a joke. I did one as a joke.
No.
Senior year in high school, my job, I was like school president, so I had to read the morning announcements every morning. And so I read this morning announcement that was like, contestants for the Miss Loudoun County pageant meet after school on Thursday. And I was like, Miss Loudoun County pageant? I'm for sure doing this. And so I gothed out, like wore the black dress and a lot of heavy eye makeup and went and was like kind of a dick about it. But I ended up placing third. So,
ooh.
Huzzah. And that's like my big claim to fame. I used to put that on like resumes and stuff as like a joke. Third runner up in the Miss Loudoun County pageant.
I love you so much, so Hillary. Much. I can't.
So grumpy.
All I'm thinking about when you say that is the excerpts that you showed us that you used to write in people's yearbooks in high school. And I'm like, this tracks. It's so good.
You
there's pictures.
Go after life with a roar, like a fierce, full run, straight ahead roar. Yeah. Like that's how you tackle life. And apparently how you've always been doing it. And I love you so much.
It's the
so
small great. Town thing where it's just like, oh, we're so bored. We're so bored. What are we going to do this weekend? Well, we could pee on the 50-yard line at the football field, or we could go do a pageant.
I love it.
Make poor choices, kids. You guys, we should do a pageant. We should do, they're only for young girls. Why don't we host a 40 and fabulous pageant?
I love that plan.
40, flirty, and 30, flirty, and thriving. What's our 40?
Yeah.
Fabulous and.
40 and feisty.
Ooh. 40, feisty, and fabulous.
I like feisty.
Mm. Done. What other questions do we have?
I love it. Oh, this is a funny one, especially when we think about timing of things like email and high school pageants. Sarah wants to know, when we see cast members using phones in scenes, are those your actual phones or prop phones?
It depends. They're usually props, but sometimes your phone will fit the same case as the set phone, and then you can switch it out and use your real phone while you're in the scene. So,
oh my God, I could not do that.
Form,
I would be so distracted.
Would you just turn it off? I mean, there's just so much sitting around. You end up for like a, you know, half hour in between setups and stuff sometimes that it's nice to be able to have your actual phone with you. But
I find
the time, it's just
people get in less trouble now on sets, I think, because of phones. Because before we just used to have to like talk to each other and like make out and make terrible choices. And now you can retreat into your world and like talk to your friends or your manager or like someone that's going to keep you out of a predicament.
Well, now you're not as isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were very isolated.
That's although true. It's hard though. I don't like having phones on sets, to be honest. I feel like I much prefer reading a book or talking to people because it really drives me crazy when people are disengaged, because it's a major distraction. You just get on your phone, and then like whatever the text message was that you just received, when you're trying to do the scene, that the person is still thinking about, or I, you know, if I've got my phone, I'm still thinking about what I've got to do when I get off the scene, when I get done with the scene to get on my phone. So I don't like bringing it to set if I can help it.
You know what I'm thinking about?
That piano.
That ragtime music that's happening.
Sorry, I'm trying. I'm trying to mute it. I'm sorry.
No, Joy, don't.
Is that an actual piano player or is it?
No, it's just like coming from the speakers somewhere in the airport. I'm going to walk. So you guys talk and I'll just keep this rolling.
I personally was enjoying it. I'm waiting for Joy to get up and sing along with it, as she's been known to do.
Hello, my sweetheart. Hello, my lovey pie.
Hi. Okay, so here's a question from Courtney. She says, if y'all could have chosen any guest star to have been on the show like full time, who would that have been? Man. I mean, that's a hard question because we loved our guest stars.
Yeah.
Loved them.
There's so many avenues. Like if we're thinking about mentors, you know, I go back to thinking about Gerald McCraney.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about, you know, other women we wish we'd had for longer, obviously Daniela Alonso.
Sharon Lawrence.
Oh yeah. God, how fabulous was Sharon Lawrence? I think if you do a show for as long as we did, it gets hard. It's like asking, I mean, I imagine it's like kind of like asking a parent to pick their favorite child. You're like, but I love them all.
Pick.
You know how.
All my favorites died.
Hillary.
Yeah, Robbie Jones, right? Like, how great would he have been as a permanent guest star?
Oh, I thought you meant in real life. Oh, my God.
No. But Cheryl Lee was, like, so dear to me and loved her so much playing Ellie. Colin Ficus, who is one of my dearest friends in real life, who lives up here in the Hudson Valley. Like, what a layer it would have added to the show to have him from the pilot till Jimmy Edwards' death. Maybe like, let's not kill him. How about that?
Yeah,
Colin added such a good layer to our show. And then, Robbie Jones, like, guys, everybody leaves or dies.
They will always leave.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a question. Joy, do you have somebody? Sorry, I saw another question on Twitter.
Go for it.
So this is interesting. On the topic of leaving, God, I don't know why I'm in the mood for a pun this morning, but I got.
Girl, your segues are tight today.
Something's happening to me. I didn't sleep much last night. Anyway, Tessa is asking, what do you think Peyton and Lucas would have done if they'd stayed in Tree Hill?
Well, the only thing that happens when you're like happily ever after on a TV show and you stay is they have to break you up.
Like they have to cause drama in your relationship. So there's drama for the show.
Yeah. How can we destroy you guys? Mm. And so that's why I was like kind of content just to peace out.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that Peyton would have stayed in Tree Hill. I could see Haley staying, and I could see even Brooke like becoming a really like a pillar member of the community and really investing and just be, you know, falling in love there and getting married and building a life and or doing her business out of Tree Hill. But Peyton, I mean, Peyton had the same thing that you have, Hillary, which is what I was just saying, like running at life full speed with a roar. That was in Peyton too, because you gave that to her. And I don't think there's any circumstance that would have kept her in Tree Hill. I can't imagine.
It was so weird. We were talking the other day about how our parents totally disengaged because like either production didn't want to pay them or they didn't think it was important. And for me, thinking about Peyton as being an adopted kid whose last remaining parent, like adopted dad, doesn't come to her wedding, doesn't walk her down the aisle, doesn't come to see her baby. It sets such a bad example for adoption. And I think it's like not realistic. Adopted parents, you know, that's a really sacred thing. And I think most people take it very seriously. And we did not depict that well. And so it feels like rejection. Do you know what I mean? And so I feel like Peyton,
a big town full of rejection, right?
Yeah, it's a big town full of just like, where you're not interesting to us.
There's a country song in there somewhere.
Girl, it feels big and sad, and I can't wait for you and Greenberg to sing that song together.
I could see Peyton coming back, but there's something about her need. Yeah, like she could come back and as an adult or like find something new to love and appreciate about the town. But at that age, at that stage, she had to get out. She had to.
Yeah. I think there's also something, it feels like something of a hero's journey for her with this set of experiences that she had and this belief, you know, when we think about her art, people always leave. And then she has that, but sometimes they come back piece. It's like, I feel like Peyton needed to leave to see something else aside from the pattern that her life had shown her, you know, to take that control, to change her own fate, to become, you know, the captain of her ship. And then, yeah, if there's a time that leads her back, you know, to Brooke and Haley who are waiting patiently, that feels right.
There was a question that I saw in here that was like specifically about the three of us in real life coming back to Wilmington and how that feels, because in the same way our characters either experience trauma or good memories in Tree Hill, the three of us also experienced all, you know, the highs and the very lows in Wilmington. And I know when we go back for conventions, I always feel a little bit wiggly about it. I'm like, oh, who am I going to see? Where am I going to go? Because it could be awesome or it could also be incredibly awkward. Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I think it's mostly because I was so kind of in my own world. I mean, I knew our crew and like our, all of us that were in that little bubble, but I didn't make a lot of friends in town because I think I was mostly just on set or at home by myself because I just didn't want to be super social. I was already social all day on set and being introverted, it was like a lot for me. So sometimes when I go back to Wilmington, I see a lot of people who know who I am and they've had interactions with me at some point, but I don't remember, or like I didn't spend enough time investing in their friendship or relationship where I really, it was just like maybe somebody that worked at a cafe or I mean whatever. And I feel really like, oh my God, I know your face, but I can't remember your name and I don't remember what we talked about when we talked. And so that's always feels a little like, I don't know.
It makes you self-conscious.
It makes me feel self-conscious because I want people to feel seen and known. And if I feel like I'm in a position where I can do that or make them feel the opposite, I always feel like I have to feel horrible if I can't always remember.
We also were working 18-hour day joy, like 18 hours a day. It was a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I think that is one of the things that can be weird about what we do is the sort of uneven seesaw of someone's awareness of who a person is from their favorite show versus what anyone's normal awareness might be of, like, I don't know, somebody who they see once a week at the grocery store when they grab something who you say hi to, but you don't necessarily know where their kids go to school or whatever. And so I have that too, that feeling of like, I should be better at this. And then I'm like,
well,
there's no way I can remember. A brain can't remember like 2,000 people perfectly.
There were so many nights out in downtown. How could one remember?
How could one? But I will say it was cool to find the friendships that we did. Like, you know, Jane and Tricky especially opened a whole world.
Oh, yeah. Like
for me. And so when I think about, you know, Aaron and Cody and Mary George and all my local friends there who I still see whenever we go back.
Yeah.
It feels really special. But yeah, when I like, you know, run into somebody at the co-op who's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, sorry.
Dude, I just kissed so many waiters in town when we lived there. And I remember coming back when I was pregnant with Gus. the show was still on the air.
Yeah.
You guys were still doing it. And I went to The Basics, which was my favorite restaurant downtown.
Oh, God, I love that place.
And I'm like there with my family. And this boy that I had been kissing the year before walks in and it's like, hey, what's up? And I stood up and he was just like, oh. And that feeling of like, yeah, you've been gone, but you've come back and things are very, very different now. Is always kind of how I feel. It's like the world's moving so fast that every time we check back in with Wilmington, like everything's changed. So, but it remains a touchstone. Yeah. It's a good place to check in with.
Well, one of the things I will say that I love is because we've stayed tethered to it and to each other, I feel like we have done physically with Wilmington what we've done emotionally with our podcast.
Yeah.
We've gone back and kind of like done the dishes. And we continue to go
to tidy up
we love, the places we love. And every time we go back, I feel like I love it more and like I have less of a tremor of what was unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. All right. We got a question from Lindsay. This is I guess this is true. So Lindsay says, when it comes to shooting car scenes, how does that work? Where's the person filming stand?
Oh.
When you see cars in the background, is that real or fake? Like interstate driving? Oh, that's a good question.
That's a really good question. I guess
if we weren't in this business, we wouldn't know that either. Well, Lindsay, there's lots of different ways to shoot a car scene. Mm-hmm. One of them is to actually put a car on a, it's kind of like a flatbed.
It's called a process trailer.
Process trailer. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. And you just put the car on that. And then the cameras kind of like sit on either side of they just move the camera around the car and then they pull like the truck pulls the car and you just look like you're driving, or you can put the car actually on the road and the cinematographer, the camera, A camera, B camera sit behind you in the back seat. And they film from behind shooting the road ahead of you.
And then they'll also do, so the car will be on the trailer, which basically looks like a big raft, and the car sits in the middle of it and the crew is around the sides with railings to protect them. They'll put crew in the car with you when the car is driving. And then they'll also, there's two other kinds of rigs that are pretty cool. So the car will be on the road and you'll really be driving. And then, there's this like famous car that some stunt company owns. It's a blacked out SUV. And I think they have three of them now and they cost an absurd amount of money, and they have a techno crane on them that's also blacked out. And so that car can drive next to you and the crane can maneuver the camera from the back of the picture car, which would be the one of us would be driving, like through down the side, around the front, over the top. It's like a whole crazy.
Is that how they did Ford v Ferrari? Because that movie blew my mind. I know there was drone shots and I know there was like, mm-hmm. Some of it was people on another car, but that was like beyond.
Yeah, that's how we used to do like all of our high speed chases in Chicago. And so coordinating with that car,
dude,
you can do some pretty insane things if you have really good drivers. And then the other thing that they'll do too is you'll be on the road driving and they'll have like a extra wide kind of technically outfitted pickup truck that almost has like a stair step on the back of it that a bunch of cameras can sit on, and that'll be in front of you so they can shoot, from the hood through the windshield. So a driving scene, that might be 4 minutes long could take all day because you've got to be on the trailer, off the trailer, in the wide shots, in the close-ups, and
or
the cars on the highway behind you are all picture cars. Because they,
Joy and I, we have the exact same thought right
what
now.
What is it?
Hillary, go, you do it. You say it.
Are you talking about when we just cheat it in the studio and turn all the lights
off? Oh my God, that's the worst.
No, listen, you guys, Joy and I had to do a scene in the Comet inside of the studio. So they're like, the driving scene's at night, okay? It's dark outside. So what they do is they have one grip with like two flashlights run at us like it's headlights.
From the side of the car.
You just get like, and then they like circle back and then they come back again. And it's
and
just
then
like
they circle back with a red light. So it looks like the brake lights in front of you go off.
And then there's someone else. Then there's greens shaking the bushes.
Shaking the car? Oh, shaking the bushes.
There's, every once in a while, there'll be like trees shaking that you're driving past. But yes.
And there's a fan. There's fans that your window's open. You got to have fans on either side.
That's how they cheat it. The window's open.
And then someone will shake the car too. Yeah. There's somebody like just leaning on the back of the car just like shaking it.
So Joy and I were doing this scene one night. It wasn't even night. It was the middle of the day, which is why we were cheating it inside of a big, huge studio. And I'm used to like driving and I'm trying to make it seem believable. So I'm doing all the things with my hands and I'm looking in the rearview mirror and I'm like using my feet on the pedals like one would. And because it's a vintage car, it's like very delicate. And when Peyton goes to brake, you know, they do this thing where they like rock the car. So Joy and I both like, you know, lean forward like we're braking really hard. And I actually hit the brake, which would turn the taillights on. And you hear from the back of the car, Dacius yelling, "Don't mash the brake! Don't mash the brake!" And everyone's thinking he's saying, "Don't masturbate." And everyone's like, "What is he saying to these girls?"
Is that, oh my God. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that.
Sweet Dacius.
For years, they'd be like, "Hillary, don't mash the brake. Don't mash the brake," whatever.
Oh my
God. But Joy and I were just like, go out and drive. That's ridiculous. We could just get this done in 10 minutes inside.
Yeah. It's tonight. Just drive the car into a stage.
You know what I always love to spot too is in older shows when they clearly shot the scene inside on a green screen.
Of course.
And then they just put nondescript city footage in post. And everyone has that little black like pencil outline around them because the green screen is bad. And you're just like, why didn't you go outside and just do this on a street?
I know. They turn the car and then the street behind them turns like a half second later. Yeah.
No one will notice.
Oh man, perfect. That's a good question.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. You'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is funny. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
If there had been a Dawson's Creek OTH crossover episode, I mean, there kind of was. Chad and I were both in Dawson's together.
And James Vanderbeek came on our show.
Yeah, James came on our show.
Oh my God. Guys, the world is just
the world
so synced up. Which characters do you think would have had chemistry, love interests with each other? Well.
Oh, that's fun.
I was very drawn to Busy Phillips when I did guest star on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's got strong big dick energy. She's a powerful, fun girl.
Yeah.
And Peyton would have totally been swept up in her for sure. Cause she's,
yeah, I can see that.
She's fun. Mm-hmm. She's like a fun magnet.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I think Peyton would have seen her as like, look at all that light. I want that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me in.
Yeah.
Let me be your dark side.
Lucas and Jen would have had a good chemistry. They're both broody and moody and tortured.
Well, that would have been nice. I as soon as you read that question, I was like, man, and look, I will confess, I didn't watch Dawson's Creek all the way through, but in the early days when I did, my brain immediately thought, oh, Pacey's kind of like the male Brooke Davis. Like,
oh yes.
Oh yeah.
I think
sleeping
Brooke
with
Davis
teachers
and Pacey. What was his last name? Pacey. What was his name?
Whit something? Whittier? Whitaker? Pacey.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Josh
well,
Jackson.
Whatever.
Josh Jackson. Can I say that name? I think, yeah. Pacey and Brooke would have had like very Pacey Whittier.
Great. Pacey Whittier.
Okay, here it is.
Weird.
I think they would have had some great chemistry and laughs and like definitely gotten arrested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I will say,
yes,
in real life, Josh is such a wonderful man. He's such a committed activist. Like the number of like underground, let's work on stuff and really make sure, you know, when there are elections or social issues happening, there's groups of us that are like, okay, how do we help? And he's always first in that group with me. And so it's really sweet. Every once in a while, you know, we'll be at like a protest or an organizing meeting. And we're just like, man, remember what dipshit little kids we used to be? In and now we're
how
just
we make,
here
it out?
Make the world a better place. So,
yes.
So I feel that there's a real foundation there. I would have liked.
Yeah. It. Yeah. You guys would have been dreaming. Like, who's Haley drawn to?
I don't know. I mean, I guess Haley probably would have liked Pacey too, because I was the only other option really is Dawson. And I don't know who else, what other guys were on that show, because I didn't watch it long enough.
Kurt Smith was a babe, but
oh, yeah, he was
didn't
cute.
Like girls, right? Didn't he come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but did he come out right away?
Yeah, I mean, Haley could have tried. That sounds like something Haley would have attempted.
That does sound like something Haley would have done.
Yeah, because Dawson feels like it would have been too much. Too similar. I think Dawson is too similar to Lucas for
like,
Haley.
Like same sides of magnets. You'd be like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was a fun question. I liked that one.
A lot.
All right. We got time for one more. Let's see.
One more. Hit us.
This is kind of fun. Andrea says, whenever you gals did scenes on camera with a rival in an argument or a fight scene with another actor, is there any pre-briefing conversations of, I hope you know I love you and I don't mean anything of what I'm about to say or do? It's really cute. Like Meryl Streep did with famously did with Anne Hathaway before Devil Wears Prada started. Oh. Have you heard this story? She sat her down. They went out for a drink and she was like, I'm going to treat you very badly for the next 3 months. I just want you to know, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But that's really smart. No, I don't think we had it. We never did have those because we all just hung out. You know, we all kind of liked each other and were nice to each other. So I think that's just part of the business. You just kind of grow up knowing that you're just doing the work. You don't take it personally.
I think more than anything, at least I know I do this. Like if I have to fight with one of you or even on, you know, Good Sam, like me and Sky have had to have these, you know, ram smashing sort of scenes all year. And every time we do the rehearsal and then we have to actually, you know, set up the scene right after rehearsal, my go-to is always, oh, I don't like this. I don't like yelling at you. I don't like fighting with you. You know, I think there's a natural inclination with your friends to say like, look, this feels weird, but it's also our job.
Rehearsal is a big, important part of it though. I mean,
yes,
because you're actually working together to solve a puzzle. So the audience is just, that's right. Yeah. The audience is just seeing the final, they're just seeing a fight with two characters that they love, but that's our job is to go in and piece everything together. So you're really working with the other person to choreograph this moment. So it's actually in a weird way, you don't feel like you're fighting at all. You feel like you're dancing. You're doing something together, you know?
Well, not always. I don't know. Have you guys ever been on the other side of it where like the other person's the alpha on the set and you're the one that's like getting yelled at and they don't do that thing of, hey, this is, hey, do you want to talk in between setups? They're just like, okay, go back to your corner. And you're like,
yeah, I have. That sucks.
I don't like that.
It doesn't feel good. I won't say what job it was, but boy, did it suck.
No.
I'm going to tell you later.
You tell us after this podcast. I think for whatever reason, my brain is also thinking now as we talk about this, about when you have to do not just arguments, but actual physical fights, how important rehearsal is to figure out how you're going to do that, how you're going to take care of each other. God, I wish I knew where the outtakes were. Was it season 3 where we got in a fight on Peyton's front lawn?
Oh my God, when you got hurt. Yeah.
Remember we did it over and over and over again. And you
No, that was season 4.
Season 4. So
Paul,
you know, we were fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and screaming and crying and doing all these things together. And then it was just one take where, like, I don't know, we twisted the opposite way we'd twisted the 16 times before.
It was really bad.
And it was your elbow and my skull. And it was a whole moment. And I just remember like falling over and you falling on top of me going, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
That was really scary.
But I there's something that's also so sweet about the immediate stop and hold and hug and like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? That actors will do for each other. Because sometimes you get hurt and it's not obviously on purpose.
Yeah.
I remember when I was making that movie, The Hitcher, with Sean Bean, and he was like literally trying to murder me. And in the middle of, he would be like literally beating the crap out of me, throwing me around like a rag doll. And I would never know when it was coming, but in the middle of a scene, he'd always pause. And you know, he had his like really gravelly, unplaceable American accent he was doing. And then he would pause and go, are you okay, darling? You're right. Okay, should we get back to it? Okay, 1, 2, 3. And then he'd like snap my, you know, my face in a different direction. And I was like, God, what a gentleman you are.
Aww,
it was so sweet. And it's funny to think that the people at home never get to see, you know, those little moments we get to
have. The sweetness. It's all sweet. Joy, catch your plane, darling.
Love you guys. I got to go. Yep.
We love you so much.
That was fun. Thanks.
Have safe travels.
Love you. Guys, thank you so much for all these great questions. Please keep them coming. This is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.